of Cordero Patterson's lack of involvement, for lack of a better term, how much of that is on Cordero?
I think this, when you talk about, obviously, we're not getting done the things we want to get done offensively. It's not ever on a guy. It's right now, it's on our entire group. And that goes, when I speak to the entire group, it's coaching, it's every player getting better. And that's our emphasis. Obviously, we looked hard at everything that happened to us last week. And now, obviously, we're getting ready for a team that's very similar to Detroit in terms of their defensive front, their pressure schemes. You know, we just got to shore some things up. We got to do a better job of protecting the quarterback. And when you talk about protection with a quarterback, I know the emphasis in terms of the conversations have been offensive line, but it's you know, everyone involved in terms of what we're doing, how we're doing it, and then getting the ball out on time, backs being exact in protection, and then everyone taking care of their assignment, taking care of their guy.
Anticipate another guy maybe staying in on
protection?
Should we anticipate another body in on protection? Are you going to be doing more?
Again, there's you know, everyone's been talking about how this is, how we've gotten pressure and not gotten pressure. You know, when you're a lot has to do with who you're playing and what they're doing, and they force you to keep a guy in. Sometimes it gives them an extra guy in coverage. I think we've looked hard at the pressures we had, and we believe we can fix them, and the scheme's equipped to fix them. Certainly there's times you want to keep a guy in. Certainly there's times you want to get everyone out.
You went four games without a passing touchdown consecutively.
It's sometimes that's deceiving. We've missed three or four opportunities for passing touchdowns. We missed three opportunities in the Atlanta game. You got to get them when you have them. I wouldn't say I remember having gone that many times without a passing touchdown, no.
Need to quicken his release at this point?
His release is not the issue. Unfortunately, we put together a nice drive, and unfortunately, he didn't see the safety sit. The safety had chased the inside receiver, and the way they had done it, he didn't see me through an interception. And I think after you do that, you can be a little bit too careful. You can make sure on some throws, and I think there were a number of throws where he it wasn't about his release. It was about anticipation and trusting what you see and turning the ball loose. And, Detroit did a great job in mixing what they do. They're an outstanding defense. Like I said, we face a lot of the same things this week. It's a growing process for a young quarterback. And, he obviously in the Atlanta game got in a rhythm and things just came up unbelievably well for us that day, and the ball came out, and he showed what he's capable of doing, and he's going to go through some periods where you're not sure, you see a different look, they're defending you a little different. You got to trust what you see, and you got to go.
How many times would you say you've gone from being a genius to not a genius to right back up again when you put up 500 yards, and then you go back down and you go back up again? How many times have you kind of riding that.
Anyone who's coached a limited time or a long time in this league knows this is a week-to-week league, and every week presents a whole new set of circumstances, a whole new challenge. This week presents a different challenge than we had last week. They're similar in a lot of ways, but it's on the road. They're outstanding defensive football team. So that's why, from my standpoint, you never get too high or too low, and that's why you try to teach that to your football team. You don't want to get too high. Obviously, you don't want to get too low.
Thing like you just mentioned with Cordero, though, is route running still something that you guys are focusing on with him and his development?
We'll be working on route running with Cordero and when he's 8 years in the league. You're always working on getting better in all different things and developing different routes, developing different style routes. And I know the emphasis is on one guy, but this isn't about one guy. It's we need to get the ball completed to all our guys. We need to get better in the running game, obviously. We need to, manage the game as well as we can. Again, it's when you're struggling a little bit, you can withdraw a little bit. We can't withdraw. We got to be aggressive. We got to go. I'm watching New England in the game last week in the first quarter and a half. They didn't score. They had three and outs. They had two three and outs. They had a missed field goal. They had two times they were in third and 15. You know, it doesn't always go exactly the way you want. You got to fight through all the negative things, and when you have opportunities to make plays, you have to make them.
Re-examined at all Jerome Felton's kind of role in the offense? And
we've been in a tough way because obviously we get in the second half of games and you know, we're trying to get back in a game, and Jerome, you know, the opportunities are limited there. We need to find ways to keep him involved in what we're doing. You know, certain games he's going to get more involvement. Certain games by style of defense, it's going to be hard to get him as many reps. But what we'd like to do is get him those reps throughout four quarters. You know, a lot of our negative plays have happened in the fourth quarter in games where we're in no huddle, 2 minute. You know, we don't want to spend an entire quarter in those situations.
Mike Zimmer, Ben, just on the offensive side of the ball this week, given the struggles.
Mike's been involved from the get-go. You know, I told you guys, you know, a long time ago that to me this is about the Minnesota Vikings offense. You know, everyone from a coaching standpoint has involvement. Mike and I have communicated from the minute we got here in terms of style and what we want to do. We're always communicating about personnel. We're always communicating about things that give defenses problems. He sees it from a defensive mindset. I think it's a great, a resource for me and our offensive staff.
What you want to be, how much has that had to change, though, with Adrian out, just from your philosophy?
Well, I told you guys when we got going after the preseason, it was exciting to get to have him as part of it. And I think you saw it in the Ram game that there's things that looked like they were going to be really exciting. I think those, when you have the ability to run the ball and the threat to run the ball, it helps a quarterback. It certainly helps a young quarterback. But we know where we're at, and we've got to make this thing go. And we got young backs, two young backs that are playing good, that are going to keep getting better. And we've got to find the best way to attack teams like Detroit, like Buffalo, that are dominant up front and manage the games.
Possibly keep the same five offensive linemen. Are you guys any further along in that discussion? What have those discussions been like?
I think when you come off a game like last week, and when you've struggled for a couple of weeks, you look at everything there is, everything possibility, and I think Coach Zimmer's done a great job of challenging our group, but we've challenged our group. We've got to play better.
A response? Are you seeing how they're responding in the meeting rooms and practice? Talk about that unit.
This is a hard-working group. Now, this group, from the day I got here, they want to be good. They have high expectations. We have high expectations. I think, we had an outstanding practice yesterday from a physical standpoint. That's how you get better. We have to manage those situations we're talking about, and we got to do our best to stay out of those situations where you're playing as many snaps of no huddle in the fourth quarter, and we've had a lot of negative plays in those situations.
High number of drops that you guys have had this season.
We just got to keep coaching and working and getting the right guys in there, and I don't put it on one area because there's a bunch of times where we've had guys open, we haven't gotten the ball. We just got to all, put this thing together and help each other out.
That's to the offense to have the same quarterback starting 2 weeks in a row.
Well, continuity is critical, and for Teddy to have that, chance to play and having played last week and then look at it and work on the things we got to improve on, it'll be great for him.
Chase Ford, and how do you see, I guess, his role in your offense with Kyle out?
Well, he's been able to come in and make some plays, and he does give a running threat. I think he and Rhett complement each other well.